Press TV headlines. President Ahmadinejad slams U.S.-sponsored sanctions against Iran as ineffective. Also ahead this hour, more U.S.-led soldiers die in Afghanistan amid mounting foreign troop casualties. And the U.S. seeks 25 years in prison for a Guantanamo detainee arrested at age 15. It is 2:30 a.m. in Kabul, Afghanistan, and 6 p.m. in Ottawa, Canada. This is Press TV's World News. Well, Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad says sanctions against Iran over its nuclear energy program are ineffective. Ahmadinejad said imposing sanctions has been the most ridiculous decision taken by the West. He said dialogue is the only solution to the West's issue with Iran's nuclear program. He also reiterated that the talks should be based on justice. Ahmadinejad made the comments in a live television address. Iran's president also said his recent trip to Lebanon proved that regional countries have strong ties. He underscored that the trip changed the geopolitical equations in the region. Meanwhile, Iran has criticized the United States for allocating $100 billion to nuclear proliferation. The issue was raised during a UN General Assembly disarmament committee.
6 months after the United States and Russia signed a nuclear arms reduction treaty, the issue is on the table of the United Nations General Assembly's disarmament committee. The new START treaty was signed in April by U.S. President Barack Obama and his Russian counterpart Dmitry Medvedev. It is aimed at reducing the number of warheads the U.S. and Russia possess within 7 years. Washington and Moscow pledged to limit the number of their deployed strategic nuclear warheads to 1,550. 6 months after signing the treaty, the prospect of meeting the objectives is just diminishing. Documents sent by President Obama to Senate show no warheads or strategic nuclear submarines will be destroyed or retired. They're just being converted. Besides, a month after signing the treaty, the Obama administration allocated some $100 billion to modernization and proliferation of nuclear weapons. All this made the UN Disarmament Committee warn measures to counter nuclear threats are inadequate. A statement proposed by Iran and read out by the Non-Aligned Movement called on the US and Russia to stick to their commitments to the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty on destruction of all their nuclear weapons. Iran's ambassador to the United Nations has criticized the United States for allocating $100 billion to proliferation of nuclear weapons, saying it contradicts Washington's claim of supporting a nuke-free world. The Iranian envoy also referred to the U.S. nuclear bombardment of the Japanese cities of Hiroshima and Nagasaki and said the existence of thousands of nuclear warheads in the arsenals of nuclear countries continues to cast a shadow of death over the world.
Three more U.S.-led foreign troops have lost their lives in southern Afghanistan, where militants have stepped up attacks. NATO says the troopers were killed in separate militant attacks. It says one was killed on Friday and the other two on Saturday. The nationalities of the soldiers are yet to be released. In the eastern province of Paktika, too, five American forces got wounded when their post came under militant attack. Also on Saturday, a U.S. unmanned aircraft crashed in eastern province of Khost. The Taliban say that they shot down the drone in a district bordering Pakistan. But the U.S. military and NATO say the cause of the crash was technical failure. Meanwhile, Afghanistan has condemned as, quote, a violation of its sovereignty, end quote, a recent drug raid conducted by American and Russian forces in the country's east. The office of Afghan President Hamid Karzai says the raid is unauthorized and in breach of international law. The government has promised to react to any similar operations in the future. It's also called for an immediate investigation into the operation. On Thursday, Russian and U.S. forces raided heroin and opium labs in Nangarhar province near the border with Pakistan. They reportedly destroyed $250 million worth of drugs. Russia's anti-narcotics chief says his unit closely cooperated with their American counterparts to organize that bust. Remaining in the region, the people of Pakistan are urging the government to force the U.S. to end its drone attacks in tribal areas. Press TV's Zahid Hussain now reports.
These days, there is hardly any gathering in northwest Pakistan in which the issue of U.S. drone attacks is not raised. At a press conference held in Peshawar and attended by representatives of different political parties in tribal areas, the participants raved the U.S. for its frequent drone attacks that have so far killed hundreds of civilians and inflicted huge damage on local people. They also said through its package of military aid, the U.S. was actually giving the Pakistani government for its silence in the face of drone attacks and a paycheck to the army to carry out more attacks in the tribal areas.
The $2 billion U.S. aid given to Pakistan is the remuneration for collateral damage the U.S. has inflicted on the tribal people through its drone attacks and the military offensives. And that is not all. The U.S. wants to kill more people so that the name Fatah vanishes from the earth.
The U.S. has stepped up its drone campaign in Pakistan's tribal belt on the Afghan border, which is said to be a safe haven for the militants affiliated with the Taliban and Al-Qaeda. But locals say most of the dead are civilians. Around 150 drone strikes since August 2008 have killed more than 1,200 people. Pakistani government publicly condemns these attacks, arguing they lead to a rise in anti-American sentiments, which are very high in the country.
Drone attacks also are a violation of our sovereignty, no question about that. So we have articulated our position on this issue, and we still believe that these attacks are not helpful.
But many analysts doubt the government's sincerity, saying Islamabad secretly endorses the tactic.
Almost every passing day gives a report about a drone attack in Pakistani region, and it's openly now reported. So it seems there might be some secret deal or some understanding between the Pakistani government or the NATO forces. Like many of the areas, they are no-go areas. Or it is hard to go there for the Pakistani government or launch a proper military operation for the Pakistani government. Might be an understanding between both the sides.
The U.S. ambassador to Pakistan has termed the attacks as part of the war against terror, in which Pakistan is seen as an important ally. Elders from the tribal areas demanded that the government avoid any other offensive in the tribal regions, in its military cooperation with the U.S., and resume peace processes in the country. Most people belonging to the tribal areas, which come repeatedly under U.S. drone attacks, say the attacks are proving counterproductive, given the significant scale of collateral damage, and in turn create anti-U.S. sentiments among the general public. Zahid Hussain, Press TV, Peshawar.
Saudi Arabia has invited Iraqi political leaders for talks to overcome the political deadlock in Iraq. King Abdullah says the talks can be held in Riyadh in mid-November. The inconclusive general elections in March have left the country without a new government for 8 months. Ex-Premier Iyad Allawi, whose bloc won a slim majority in parliamentary elections, says he will not be part of a government led by incumbent Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki. U.S. prosecutors have requested an extra 25 years in prison for former Guantanamo child detainee Omar Khadr. Prosecutors say this will send a stiff message to Al-Qaeda. Rights groups and Amnesty International have condemned his trial and called on the U.S. government not to imprison Khadr any further. Khadr has already spent 8 years in the U.S. naval base in Guantanamo Bay. He was 15 when he was arrested in Afghanistan in 2002. Last Monday, Khadr entered a plea deal with the U.S. military and pleaded guilty to the charge of killing a U.S. soldier in Afghanistan. He is expected to get a reduced prison sentence in return for a guilty plea. You're watching the World News here on Press TV. A quick reminder of our top stories this hour. President Ahmadinejad slams U.S.-sponsored sanctions against Iran as ineffective. More U.S.-led soldiers die in Afghanistan amid mounting foreign troop casualties. And the U.S. seeks 25 years in prison for a Guantanamo detainee arrested at age 15.